think about what hobby would make someone undateable in your opinion. What would someone who obsessively have to do to make it like a, nah, you know what? That's not a green flag. That's a red flag.
It's a no-fly zone for me now.
No-fly zone for me. Now, for you, Kelly, you said...
Like dipping tobacco. I don't think I would want to kiss that.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be like probably a deal breaker when it comes to dating. For me, back in the day.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, that was something that, you know, I played baseball and that was like part of the culture. So I did that a little bit, but then realized I hated it. And
yeah, disgusting you. I know a lot of people do it.
I know, but I just listen. This is just how I guess, I don't know, immature I was. I was like, you know, everybody on the team is doing it. I should just do it. I was very susceptible to peer pressure back then.
I was going to say, did your mom say, if everybody decided to jump off a bridge, would you do it too?
I don't know if my mom knew. That one? Yeah, I don't know if my mom knew. But,
oh, wow.
But yeah, I tried and it made me barf a couple times.
Yeah.
And then I tried several times. I was
you still went back in there and tried it out? I'm going to puke my way through this. It's going to be great.
And then, finally I was like, you know what? Sunflower seeds are the better option. So
there you go.
Just decided to do the sunflower seeds. I think for me especially was it was smoking.
Yeah.
That, I mean, so, but you know, is that a hobby or is that
a habit?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a hobby.
No, but it kind of falls in the same vein because I do it a lot.
Yeah, so this was asked on Reddit, and pranking people, like mean-spirited pranks, surprisingly was one of the top ones.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like,
yeah, there is a difference between like mean-spirited pranking and just somebody that likes to play jokes all the time.
I got your car stolen.
Yeah, that's not a good one. That's not a good joke. That's not a good joke.
Hey, look, I got into your account and you're broke. You're broke. It's hysterical.
That's just stealing. So, wow. Yeah, no.
Being obsessed with celebrity culture. Like worshiping celebrities, that was another topic.
Oh, that's a deal breaker for some?
Yeah, right. where it was like, hey, that hobby of just obsessing over celebrities and things like that.
Yeah, if it takes up a lot of time and then that takes up a lot of your conversation, I can see that.
I mean, I would say probably obsessing over just about anything that's not related to maybe your passion, your work, or, you know, what you do could be viewed as... kind of a red flag sort of thing.
But then obsessing over work also isn't the greatest of things, too, if you can't draw any boundaries.
True. And then, you know what was funny? People who have zero hobbies. That was also on there.
Oh, you got to have some interest.
Like, yeah, exactly. If you're looking at and you're like checking out someone and going, hey, you know what? Maybe we're what do you like to do in your off time? Nothing.
Yeah, it's not a great answer.
No, I mean, like.
When you're trying to get to know someone.
You know. What do you like to do other than just get up, eat, go to work?
I do nothing. I like to sit and do nothing.
Nothing.
Like not a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see that as a red flag. So anyways, gambling, yes, that was being a social media influencer was on the list. Like if you're obsessed about doing that.
Well, especially if you don't have a ton of followers and if your dream is to be a social media influencer and then just never really takes off.
Listen, how are you going to build your following if you don't start at the bottom?
That is true. You just got to find your niche.
Yeah, find your niche.
Find your audience.
I remember one of my wife's ex-boyfriends had a... He wasn't really trying to become a social influencer, but he was trying to be like viral on YouTube by doing.
He just wanted to have a moment.
Doing like jokey, pranky sort of things. Doing jokes.
One of these is going to hit.
Yeah, exactly.
One of these.
And it was one of those things where it's like, buddy, yeah, maybe,
This is going to be the one.
Maybe.
This is going to be the one.
I don't want to say give up on your dreams, but maybe this ain't the thing. This ain't the thing.
Wow.
Anyways, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can kind of see that too. And if you've got one, feel free to call or text 502-795-1997.